Labor is distancing itself from the Greens. The coalition is promoting the idea that a vote for Labor is a vote for a Green Labor alliance, but Labor says no. Greens leader Richard Di Natale, though, has ranged across the possibilities during a press club appearance today, and he sees it differently. There's every chance that whoever wins on the 17th of May could find themselves governing in minority. A Senate minority is almost certain. So the Greens are hoping that their numbers in both the upper and lower houses will put them in pole position to influence Labor if it emerges to form a future government. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
At the last federal election, 1 in 10 people voted for the Greens. Leader Richard Di Natale is hoping Labor will win this election and that his party will help shape the policies of the next parliament.
We will work constructively and collaboratively with the Labor Party. The choice is up to Bill Shorten as whether he wants to do the same.
Senator Di Natale addressed the National Press Club today, saying the Greens don't want a formal alliance, but instead plan to leverage their numbers to push Labor to adopt a more ambitious approach to tackling climate change. Opposition leader Bill Shorten sought to quash the idea.
No coalition with the Greens. Sorry, Richard, it's not happening.
Eager to dispel the notion that the Greens would have a say in a Labor government.
We're not for switching because some independent MP or some Green MP is suffering relevance deprivation and wants to see their name in the paper.
But that wasn't unequivocal enough for the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
Look, I never believe what Labor say what they're going to do with the Greens. Has he ruled out taking their vote to form a minority government? Don't think he has.
Reaching 76 seats to form government in the lower house will be tough but possible for Labor. But all governments since the Howard era have had to negotiate with crossbench senators, something the Greens, currently with 9 senators, know they can leverage.
If you've got a Senate that involves Clive Palmer and Pauline Hanson, you've got a decision to make. Do you want to negotiate climate policy with them, or do you want to negotiate a policy that will do what needs to be done with the Greens?
Bill Shorten, somewhat optimistically, wants a minority Senate to approve his party's policies if they win.
I do not expect the Senate to stand in the way of our government if we are elected, when we clearly outlined all our policies and have such a strong mandate in the event that we are elected.
But the history of the Senate is that minor parties and independents don't rubber stamp government legislation. Compromise, persuasion and pragmatism are essential to pass legislation. But that is required of the crossbench too if they want traction on their own policies. At the National Press Club today, Greens leader Richard Di Natale called for a collaborative approach.
In the not too distant future, majority governments will be the exception rather than the rule. And that will be a good thing because politicians will then be forced to work together.
But when asked by Financial Review journalist Phil Khoury whether the Greens would collaborate with a coalition government, the answer was no.
Is there anything you'd be prepared to work on a Morrison government on in terms of their policy agenda other than what you've already ruled out on tax? Are there any other areas where you could see you actually having a relationship with them, given they're going to probably need you if they win?
Very hard to see that, Phil.
The election campaign has the coalition accusing Labor of being dictated to by the Greens, and Labor saying the coalition will collaborate with Pauline Hanson's One Nation and Clive Palmer's United Australia Party. The influence of the minor parties already being felt in the campaign, ahead of whatever role voters give them in the next parliament.
Political reporter Melissa Clark.